Chodesh, everybody. Welcome to start the day the Torah way on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we're going to look at the Mishnah and Gemara first in Tanis, where we find the Makor to the Halacha of Misha Nichnas Adar Maradin B'Simcha. It's actually first mentioned in a Mishnah towards the end of Tanis, Chafavim Beis, Misha Nichnas Av State Mamatin B'Simcha. And the Gemara that a little bit later on Beis tells us that the inyan of Misha Nichnas Av Mamatin B'Simcha is not restricted simply to that, but it's also an inyan goes from Chaf Tes on Adalus to Chaf Tes on Beis. Omav Yehuda Bereidu Shmuel Bashilus Mishmeid Rav Kesheim Shemisha Nichnas Av Mamatin B'Simcha. Kach mi shenichnas adar marbin b'simcha. That's the bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. Going on to Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Now the famous Maimah Chazal, which is a halacha lemaisa in this respect, is Omer Rav Papa. Hilchach by Yisrael di isli dina b'had anochri lishtamet minei ba'av derei amazlei. So it's Rav Papa, therefore, if a member of Klal Yisrael has a matter which has to be resolved by litigation, he should avoid going to the secular court. We're not talking about with another yid. With another yid, you're not allowed to go to a kol shilakum. But even where a goy is concerned, and you're going to the secular court, you shouldn't do so during chodesh av. Dereya mazle. Whereas limtsanafshe ba'adar, adar is a good time to be able to pursue such a claim, such a cause. The Bariya Mazle, because it's a time in which the Mazle of Yisrael seems to be strong. Now, Tosfos says an interesting thing here. What's the meaning of the Hura Mazle of Av and the Bariya Mazle of Adar? Says Tosfos Pirush, Mishum Doma Le'el Magal Din Chayv Liyam Achayev. Since the Gemara has told us before that one of the ways in which we know the date of Tisha B'Av, Chulin Beis Hamikdash Beis, Rishon Beis, Sheni, is through the fact that since that day was one which is recorded as having been Chulin Beis Hamikdash, and that day is a day which is Muchen Yom Peronus, so Madalgli Chayvel Leyom Chayes. The Marsha explains that what's the Nekuda that Tosis is coming to deal with here? The famous question. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Vav which deals with the question of whether Yisrael yesh lehem mazel or ein lehem mazel. Therefore, this Gemara here seems a little bit strange in saying that Adar is a good time to go to court with a non-Jew, mishum to bari a mazle, because the mazel of Klal Yisrael is a strong, is a healthy, is a well-established mazel this time of the year. Of a boss is maybe Yisrael in the Mazel. Elo, Tosfos come to say it's nish pshat that we're looking at the inyan mitam, whether or not it's mamash mazel or not. It's just that you have chayv on a yom chayiv, and pun faker when it comes to Adar, that's a time of simcha, that's a time which is of positive portent, and therefore it's a good time in which to be able to look at settling a claim with a non-Jew. I want to look in a little bit more depth this morning at this concept of Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, what we mean by the Marbin B'Simcha. It's not perhaps simply and superficially, as remember back from the Yeshiva Sheyorin, that, you know, Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, everyone gets very excited, and in Beit HaMedrash comes to Friday night, and Sheshanas Yaakov to Lechol Beidi, and the learning becomes a little bit shvacha, and the apparent, I don't know whether one should call it simcha, or the spirit of levity becomes a little bit raised. That is Nishpshat Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. And where we will actually find the makor to what the meaning of Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha is from two Gemaras we're going to look at together in Megillah itself, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says on the pasuk in the Megillah that Hipil Pur Hu HaGoyol Tana Tosefta Kivan Shenofal Pur B'Chodesh Adar Somach Simcha Gedoila. When Haman Arosha saw that the lot that he had cast fell out into Chodesh Adar, listen to this Loshna Gemara. Somach Simcha Gedoila. Haman was greatly rejoiced over this particular matter. Oma, he says, Nofali Pur Beyerach Shemes Boy Moshe. Says my mother, he says, turns out that the lots were fallen upon the month where Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. Says the Gemara, V'lo ho'yidea she'b'shiva ba'ador meis u'b'shiva ba'ador noilat. What Haman didn't appreciate was that not only was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifta in Chodesh Adar, but b'shiva ba'ador noilat. The Marsha says something really insightful, inspiration in fact, in giving an understanding to what this misunderstanding of Haman was all about. Remember, Somach Simcha Gedola, and we will see that very often the Nafeichu, that which the Sona Yisrael see as being the cause of their Simcha, turns out to actually be the greatest Makor of the Simcha for Klal Yisrael. The famous episode which was recorded about one of the greatest Sona Yisrael of modern times, Yimach Shmei V'Zichrei, was that when Streicher of the Nazi regime was taken out to be hanged, he shouted out Purim Fest. He understood, he heard the Makor, he heard the tutu of that V'Nafeichu, that the time will come around when the day which the Sona Yisrael considered to be Somach Simcha Gedola, that actually becomes exactly the opposite. Zog the Marsha Azoi explains, what's the meaning of Hipil Pur Hua Goyral and Somach Simcha Gedola because Nofal Li Pur B'Yerach Shemis B'Moshe? He says the following, says the Marsha. He says, the Misosa de Moshe Rabbeinu Mefurush Biktsas Mitoich HaKsuvim. Says a person who is Ma'ayim in the Psukim and looks at the Gemara Soif Peir Kama Tikidushin can understand and discern the Cheshvan by which we work out that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta on Zayin Ador, because it says Vayomos Shom Moshe Evet Hashem, and there's the Cheshvan of Vayivku Bnei Yisrael. If you detach, if you take off the 33 days working backwards, you can work out the cheshbon quite easily from the psukim as the Gemara works out shebazayin b'ador meis Moshe. Avo shenoyle bazayin b'ador eino mefurish. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on the 7th of Adar, that's not something which is so mefurish in the psukim. Elo medrash chachomim hu. It's something which Chazal learned out, midichsiv, because it says in Parshas Vayelech that ben meyov esim shona onoichi hayoyim lo yuchal oid lo teis v'lovoi. So what? Ma'atamuz le mahayoyim malamin shakodesh boruch hu mamali shneisem shel tzadikim miyoyim lo yoyim. Says we learn from this that Kodesh Boruch Hu is fills the days of tzaddikim, their lives are absolutely bishlemus, as k'deikach, that the day on which Moshe Rabbeinu is nifta has to be the day on which he was born. And mainly we learn out from Hayyoyim, that Hayyoyim had to be Zayin Adar. Says the Marsha, the Ze'ad Rash, Loi Hoya Yedea Haman. Haman was Somach Simcha Gedola. Nishtam because Hipil Pur Hu Agoyo Miyoyim Liyoyim. And as the Marasha goes on to explain, it wasn't quite so exact, because if it works out Yud Gimel Ador, then that is not actually the day Shemes by Moshe Zayin Ador Volkabin Besser. He says, no, Yud Gimel Ador still works out to be Toich Zayin Yimei Evloi Shemesh Rabbeinu. So Homan Somach Simcha Gedoyle Kedemach the Cheshbon. Oh, it's not quite Zayin Adar. Oh, it's still doing the Shiva. Music, fantastic. What didn't he realize? He didn't realize, however, that in terms of Torah, there's always an Omek Yoseh, something whereby it's possible to bring out from the Torah a greater depth, a greater understanding, which supersedes the superficiality of Umas Olam. not so quick, Oman. Somach bar simcha gedayla. And that I want to share with you today, I believe, is the story of mi shenichnas adam marbin b'simcha, the antidote to that which umas sa'ayim would do to call Yisrael Rachman Litzlan, is marbin b'simcha, that whatever the simcha of the umas sa'ayim would be, chas v'shonam k'v'yochol, against mafalosim such as Yisrael, the somach simcha gedayla of Haman is trumped by the Misha Nichnas Adol Marvin B'Simcha. And as we see from the Marashah, the Inyan from the particular Simcha is that which Haman lo haya yedea. Haman thinks he's going to come and be able to outwit Klal Yisrael and Chas V'Sholem to see us through to perdition. It's not going to happen. You know why? Because even with the somach simcha gedayla, la'yehudim ha'isa'ayr of the simcha v'sot and v'ikar is the simcha of Taira. And as the Marasha puts it, lo ha'yo yedeya haman. And therefore, that is the inyan of the simcha specifically of Adar. I want to see this through with you in one other aspect here in the Gemara and Megillah, which I believe is a raya brewer to the same yesod of the simcha of Chodesh Adar, and then to take it a little bit further in the inyan of Kabbalah Tatera itself. Little bit later on here on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara goes on to say that when Haman came with his plan to Achashverosh, and he says, Aseret alofim kikar kesef eshkel aledei oisei hamalacha, Omeresh Lakish, Golu Yodua Lifnei Misha Omava Hoya Elam. The Rebbeinish Elam, listen to this Lashon again. Haman on the one hand is Somach Boy Simcha Gedoyla. Our Misha Nichus Adam Marvin the Simcha trumps even the Simcha Gedoyla She Somach by Haman. The same thing here. Haman comes with a Seres Alofim Kikar Keses, says Reish Lakish. The Nakuda we have to be mistasha with in Neis Purim in Chodesh Adar is to understand that there is a Ribbono Shelem She'omar V'Hoya Olam. Ki'ilu, this is something which is Muchan Mamash from the beginning of Briyas Olam, something which is hardwired into the very essence of the Briya. Haman is going to come and bring his shkolim against Klal Yisrael to weigh out 10,000 silver shkolim, just chas v'sholim, to consign Klal Yisrael to the ranks of history. Lefichach, therefore, the Ribbono Shel Hikdim Shikleim Lishkolov ensured that the shkolim of Klal Yisrael would precede the shkolim of Haman. V'hayu disnan, and that is the pshat in the Mishnah, be'echod ba'ador, ready from the Shchodesh Adar, mashmin ala shkolim ala klayim. What's the inyan of mashmin ala shkolim? That from the Shchodesh Adar, mishe nichnas adam marbin b'simcha, the antidote to the sin of Sein Yisrael is sown from Rosh Chodesh Adar itself. Thus is the Indian from a Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin the Simcha. Everyone is familiar with the Gemara in Shabbos Peiches, which tells us Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleihem va'alzaron Kimu ma shekiblu kvar, that Kof Aleim HaTegigis at the time of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held Har Sinai suspended over Klal Yisrael and said, Inta Kablu Mutav, if you'll accept the Torah, that's wonderful. Im Lav, if not, Shom Tekfur Aschem, there will be your burial place. Says Rabba Mikar Meidoya Rabba La Araisa, here is a reason to be able to explain that, you know what, we only accepted the Torah Mitam Kfir, we are forced into it. Says the Gemara, Afal Pikein Hodo Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. That's the Kimu before the Kiblu. They established, they reinforced, they accepted upon themselves Miratzonim Atoyim Bimei Achashverosh Atoyah, that they already makabel from the time of Matan Torah at Har Sinai. I want to try and understand something about why it should be that this inyan of Kabbalah Satira, which is tied up with Shavuos initially, but Purim Mishenechlas Adam Marvin Basimcha is dafka the time for that Kabbalah Satira B'Ritzin HaTzaris, and that is tied up also with the fact of saying it's not Mishum Mazel Yisrael, but Mishum Medalglin Zchus. So this is a day that's appropriate, or a month in which it's appropriate to settle outstanding matters, claims with non-Jews. What's the particular mazel of Klal Yisrael, or what if it's not an inyan of mazel, what's the auspicious element to this Marvin the Simcha to the Yisrael of Teir? And I want to answer this through looking at two Yisraelis from recent parashas. You may be familiar with the wonderful acronym which the Balaturim works out at the beginning of Parshas Mishpotim, last week's Parsha, whereby he says Ve'ele HaMishpotim, basing himself on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Davov Davayin, that there is a chiyuv on a dayan to strive for pshara before he comes to Paskin Adin. He says HaMishpotim is Mutrikin Hadayin Mitzuvah Sheyase Pshara Terem Yase Mishpotim. Why should the dayan be mitzvah to make pshara terem yaseh mishpat? What's the yesod in dinner to Yisrael that we strive for pshara before we actually come to din? And we can perhaps take it one step further by looking to the famous Gemara, which tells us that at the zman of churban beis hamikdash, Haravai would say that all of Klal Yisrael would come and would be mamid divrei malzim teira. So why does it say that's the inyan of churban beis hamikdash, and that there's an inyan that the dayan is mitzvah to make pshara before he makes mishpat? I want to answer these ideas, and we will come back to how this is connected to the inyan of Misha Nichnas Adam Marvin Besimcha presently. Want to answer this with a mahalach from the parsha before, from Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro, when Yisro finishes his Eitzah, the Sori Alofim, the Sori Meis, the Sori Chamishim, and the Sori Asorus, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Im Ez Hadova Hazeh, if you will be able to do this matter, the Tzivcho Elikim V'Yokol Fa'amoid, Kodesh Baruch will instruct you, and you will find a way to implement this. If you remember that from Rashi says, what's Gam Kola Omaz Gal Mekum Yom V'Sholem? So Rashi says that the Indian is Aaron, Nodav and Abihu, and the Shivim Zakim. In other words, Yisri's Eitzah is Mechuvan, as Rashi understands it, connected 73 people, Aaron, Nodav and Abihu, and Shivim Zakim. The Ramban, on the other hand, says that Pshat in Gam Kol Amazal Mekum Yovah V'Sholem refers to who? To Gam Kol Yisrael. That where there's machlekes between Yidden, and there's no way of resolving that machlekes. So people have a bit of a fallout about exactly where the fence with the neighbor should be, how high the hedge should grow, whatever it may be. And there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu to go to, and you've got to wait 6 months for an appointment. So meanwhile, one enmity is built on another, and it becomes a dance of Vegas, and within Klal Yisrael there's no Shalom. Gam Kol Amazal Mekum Yovah V'Sholem is to make peace amongst Klal Yisrael. La'anius Daiti, I don't think you have to say that Rashi and the Ramban are mechulek. It's the emes, two sides of the same coin. What's the coin? The coin is Gam Kol Om Hazeh Al Mekum Yovah V'Sholem. What does it mean that the Gam Klal Yisrael should be b'sholem? You know what? There are some people in Klal Yisrael who are muksha, who have koichus to be able to teach, to be able to give, to be able to be poisik dinim, and there is nothing which is more frustrating for a person than to have a yechidah, to have an ability, and not to be able to find fulfillment in expressing themselves and in being able to give full flow and vent to that koyach. Meidach, there are other people who don't want that. There are people who want to take a back seat, want to be backbenchers, not chas v'sholem in their own kiyum mitzvos and limud haTorah, but they don't want to take that upfront role of leadership, but they certainly want to be able to resolve any outstanding issues as quickly as possible. Gam kol amazal mekum v'sholem requires both that there should be a pool of sufficiently qualified and talented individuals to resolve the machlekes, and that those people who have got the machlekes should be able to resolve it as quickly as possible. There's noch a nekuda though in gam kol amazal mekum v'sholem. What's the inyan in the soy aloft, in the soy meres, soy chamishim, soy asuras? Who are these people? Who do they have to be? They have to be people who have particular qualities. And one of the qualities of the dayan is not only fashteitzach to be able to understand the halachas, but to be able to understand the people with whom they're dealing as well. And to be able to understand that, they have to be soynei votza lemoshe. What means be a soynei votza? That means I understand the attraction of botza, of betza, but I am able to remove myself from it. I understand what are the nisyonos that people face. I understand the problems with which Klal Yisrael is struggling, like in Halacha it brings down about the Shliach Tzivu for the Yom Neroim, the reason he has to be lechachila ben shloshim and nosui and many other qualities is he should be yodea b'tzoras hadoyer, he should be someone who's able to relate to the problems which people are struggling with. What's the difference between a dayan who has those human as well as primarily Torahic qualities? The difference is whether everything is seen just in terms of abstract din ki'ilu, or whether it is seen in terms of gam kol ha'omazeh al mekum yovel v'sholem. Hevei demes kol ha'odom lekaf v'chus. Is pshat to be done lekaf v'chus yafir with the sea. Kol ha'odom, a person in his or her entirety. The yesoid of gam kol ha'omazeh al mekum yovel v'sholem ultimately is, it's not just about coming to a situation in which the din is the paskin, and that's the end of the story. When two Yidin come to Tintur, there's a narrative which precedes it. And that narrative is that nobody, not nobody, such a mir she'en a nymph that we can almost exclude it. Nobody goes to Tintur Chas V'Sholem knowing I'm 100% wrong and the other guy's 100% right. I mean, maybe you'll find Echod Meni Elef, but there are 12 people don't go like that. What does it mean if a dayan straight away is yearly to the din, and they're paskins that one person is 100% right and the other person is 100% wrong? The fellow who's 100% right, he's made his data, he considers himself to be so correct as the Rebbe of Berel Wein. His famous Rebbe, Mendel Kaplan's Tzal, used to say, the problem with being 100% right is you might just be 1% wrong. Person considers himself to be 100% right, and the other fellow walks away, oh, you fell void. And not even 1% they couldn't give me in base, not even 5% that. You think I came to base to waste my time, to waste base's time, to waste Yenna's time, just because I had a Meshadas? But Matsuva Tanshi asked the Pshora term, he asked the Din, the Inn of Pshora, and that's also Chorva Yerushalayim, it may say immediately frame out in Taylor. I only want to know Din. There's more to it than din. There's a totality of what the whole situation is about, how this evolved. There's the donest kolo odom the kavuchus. Even the mensch that Yisrael Salanta used to say that punt is da tailor. There's a tailor for the person who has been wronged, for the nifka. There's also a tailor for the person who has done the wrong. Even the person who's done the wrong, there's his tailor as to how we paskin with that individual, how we handle, how we deal with that particular person. That's the mile of Mshora, Terem Yasedin. That's the Inn of Gam Kol Omazal Mekum Yerov Shalom. That's also the Inn of Mishe Nichnas Ado Marbin Basimcha. So the Inn of Simcha of Klal Yisrael is to be able to understand Lemala, over and above the normal level of Hasoga, which would be the level of Umar Sa'ilam, that there is a Simcha which transcends. and that simcha which transcends, strangely enough, doesn't revert back purely to the letter of the law, it comes to an even higher madriga. I want to shut on the inyan at the end of Halu from the Odin Godel, that we say Yahalalucha, when we say the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Halu, who do we ask as the people who should be able to praise the Ribbono Shleilam? So we say Kol Ma'asecha V'chasidecha Tzadikim Oisei Ritzinecha. What's Chasidecha Tzadikim Oisei Ritzinecha? There's a madrega of being an Oisei Ritzin Hashem which transcends even the levels of Chasidus and the levels of Tzidkus. And I would suggest that that is the inyan of the Pshara Terem Yase Mishpat. That is the inyan of Nishenichnus Adon Marbin B'Simcha. The inyan of the Marbin B'Simcha is to be Mamik so far and to be Mistafshe so far with the Ratzon Hashem that Mamash one conducts one's life on a Madrega where you feel instinctively Ein Oid Milvadei. And the Emes, and this is what we'll finish this morning, the MS, this is the Mahalach in the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Nun Vov. One of the biurim which was actually said by the on Rabbi Yochanan of Ein Mazel Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael are not subject to Mazel is pshat that as the Rabbi Yochanan Tami, because Rabbi Yochanan says Minayin Shein Mazel Yisrael from a Maiser. Sorry, the next Gemara on. There's one Pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk from Yirmiyah, Koyam HaShem El Derech HaGoyim Al Talandu, Umiyos HaShemayim Al Techosu. There's a Pasuk from Yirmiyah. Then the Hemshech is Af Rav Sova Ein Mazli Yisrael, Domar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Minayin Shein Mazli Yisrael from Avram Avinu, Shenema, Vayotzi Yisrael Achutza, Omar Avram Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Yisrael Ben Beis Yerish Yisi. He says, what do you mean? He took him outside and he says to him, Svara Krichov, Koyezarecho. He says, but I've only got Eliezer, who's going to be Yerush, you see. Omar Loi Lav, Kima Sheyetzi Mimeyecho. It's going to be someone who will be your own offspring. Omar Lafon of Ribbonishon, Statalti Bistad Yoyus Shili, the Eini Roy Lohaili, Ben. Omar Loi says, Ribbonishon, forget the astrological predictions. Same Yitzadinus Shalchosh She'ein Mazel Yisrael. So in Vayotzi Yisrael Chutza, he says, same Mazel Shalchosh. So Tosfos asked a question there, from that which Rava says in Moed Katan, that Bon Achai Umazone Lav Bizchus Talia Milsa Elo B'Mazel Talia Milsa, says Tosfos Mikol Mokum, Ali Dei Zuchus Godel Mishtana, as Zuchus Godel can change the mazel, the predetermined astrological predictions for an individual within Klal Yisrael, avol pa'omim shein ha'mazel mishtaneh. But often it happens that the mazel will not be changed. We have to be zeicha, to be oyle to that madrega, whereby in mazel Yisrael. It's mishtamazoi. Mishin if avado ma'abim b'simcha, hey, dancing around on the street corners, a little bit extra to drink, and the macht feilach on Purim, and thus is the ganz inyan from Mishin Nichnas Ador ma'abim b'simcha. It's the ganz Ador has to be b'simcha. And what's taka b'simcha, and why is it so appropriate to settle, if necessary, outstanding matters with non-Jews during the month of Ador? Because that is the month in which the preeminence of Torah ensures that Magalgulin's Rus Leyon Zakar or Leyonin Zakarim. This Chodesh of Adar is a time in which, through the Simcha Gedolah, that we have to be Sameach in Torah, in Avodas Hashem, in Iskashus to the Ribbono Shleilam, that in Yot Hashem we will see the Nafaychu and we will see the Inyan Davka through Chizuk in Limud HaTorah, through chizuk in kiyum hamitzvahs, through chizuk in attaching ourselves to kiyum rishayin Hashem, that la yehudim hoyesu eiro v'simcha v'sos v'dikor kein tiyelonu b'mheir av yameinu.